Shamar Sawant as a socialist alternative. U.S. co-thinkers of the Socialist Party, councillor in Seattle, re-elected in November 2015. She has championed a $15 an hour minimum wage and measures such as rent controls to end the housing crisis. The following is an extract from her iWatt speech to supporters. We are fighting for a socialist world. Today is one of the largest ever celebrations of International Women's Day. In more than 50 countries around the world, women are marching, rallying, and going on strike. Many are protesting against Donald Trump. Because the misogynist-in-chief and his vile right-wing agenda are not just threats to women in the United States, but to millions of working women everywhere. While the protests today are much smaller than the tremendous women's marches just 6 weeks ago, the biggest single day of protest in US history, today is also historic. Today's women's strike has brought forward the question of power, of our power as working women. Schools closed down in a number of cities today, and, around the country, thousands of women courageously took the day off, called in sick, or left work early. We, as women, have begun a crucial discussion about what is really needed to defeat Donald Trump. And what is needed, is the enormous potential power of strike action. To hit Trump and his billionaire backers where it hurts, by shutting down their profits. But, to do so, we will need to get better organized. And we will need to build on a far larger scale. Women's Day was originally called International Working Women's Day. It began in this country over a century ago. And it wasn't about flowers or chocolate. It was about working women standing up against their exploitation in their workplaces, for the right to vote, and full civil rights, against sexual harassment, for the right to make choices about their own bodies, and for the right to equal pay for equal work. And it was about capitalism. Because it is not only Donald Trump who is misogynist and racist. The capitalist system is deeply oppressive at its core. It has sexism, sexual violence, and racism written on its DNA. Capitalism relies on the brutal exploitation of women and other oppressed groups to divide and weaken the working class. The women's marches in January and today's incredible events are a huge step forward for our movement. And we need to go further. In order to fully tap into the power of working women, and of the broader working class, we need to organize for broad strike action. This is not only about an end to Trumpism, or to corporate politics. We also have to demand fundamental change, and, for that, we will need a powerful movement independent of corporate politicians. We need our own political parties. We need a new socialist party, as a step toward a new mass workers' party. Like the women in Russia a century ago, we are not just fighting for a less brutal system. We are fighting for a socialist world. See socialistalternative.org for Shamar's speech in full.